Welcome to Intersection Live, the tax and accounting profession's premier podcast source, provided by the CPA Technology Advisor and ADP Small Business Services, supporting the accountant community. This is Tax Prep Partners To Go, a monthly podcast program with the CPA Technology Advisor's own executive editor, Darren Root, and President and CEO of SurePrep, David Weil, both credentialed CPA CITPs. Listen to Darren and Dave as they explore advanced processes and solutions for tax preparation practices utilizing today's advanced tax document automation technologies.
This is Darren Root, Executive Editor of the CPA Technology Advisor, and you are listening to Episode 2 of Tax Prep Partner To Go. First, I'd like to thank our corporate sponsor, ADP, and I'd also like to introduce my co-host, David Weil, who is the CEO and founder of SurePrep. So welcome today, Dave.
Hi, Darren. Thanks.
Dave, you and I were just talking a little bit earlier about a topic that you're certainly an expert on, and I know a lot of our listeners are going to be interested in. I was just telling you, I was giving a presentation in Scottsdale this past weekend, and there's about 120 firms in the audience. And I asked how many firms were scanning documents, and I'm going to think that the majority of them raised their hand. And then I asked them how many were using a service like a SurePrep or a Thomson Reuters or a Copanion, and nobody raised their hand. And so essentially what they were doing is, you know, they had gotten this idea that they needed to scan documents instead of keeping paper, but they were doing that, and they didn't understand this whole idea that there was so much more and it was so cost-effective to get so much more, okay?
Right.
So what I'd like to talk about today is the different components that firms should be thinking about, particularly small firms. What should they be thinking about as they think about picking a solution, and what's the value of picking one of the solutions like a SurePrep to make a firm more efficient and effective? So if you can kind of lay out the framework that you and I can discuss on how to even go about thinking about picking a solution.
Sure, yeah. So as a high-level framework, I would say there's really off the top of my head, I would say there's three areas to look at. And one would be the breadth and depth of the document coverage and, of course, the accuracy of that coverage, meaning, you know, how many types of documents will the system identify and organize? You know, will it just do W-2s and 1099s and 1098s, or will it also do K-1s, organizer pages? Will it do brokerage statements? And so on. And obviously, the more that it does, and does accurately, the more value you'll get out of the system. So that would be one component, is the, you know, how many documents, how many types of documents and variations of documents will the system recognize and organize accurately.
Dave, I don't want to interrupt, but, you know, when you made a statement there, you said, and that it does, and does accurately. And that's really a big challenge. I mean, this idea that you see a W-2, and I'm just going to pick a company. I was just at the Hyatt in Scottsdale, so I'm going to pick the Hyatt Regency. So if I had a W-2 from the Hyatt Regency, you know, what's going to be on that W-2 obviously is a lot of numbers, but there's also going to be the company name, the company address, and city and state, federal ID number, all these pieces and parts. And when you scan that document in, and you have a system that wants to name that document, I mean, the system has to be intelligent enough and strong enough to realize that Hyatt Regency is the name of the document and not P.O. Box 101. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And there's so many different variations of these documents. I've heard that just for W-2s, there's over 900 variations. Sometimes the employer name will come on two lines. Right, it'll be long enough to where it'll wrap around to two lines. But you can't just say that. Well, if the first row starts with letters, like the employer name, and the second row also starts with letters, and the second row must be an extension of the first, because the second row could start with P.O. Box, which is, you know, or they might spell out the name of, if the address is 1 Main Street, it might be spelled out O-N-E instead of the number 1. So, you know, the second row could be the address, but all in letters. So, you know, it becomes, you know, very tricky to make sure that you can read these things accurately. And that's just one field, employer name and employer address. And imagine how many, that's just W-2s. There's even more formats of 1099s. Very few 1099s come on the IRS 1099 format that you would get if you went to irs.gov and downloaded the form. Most of them are on, you know, 8.5 by 11 bank statements that are in, you know, endless formats. And usually the format for a 1099 INT is the same as for a 1099 DIV, you know, for any one bank. And so it is. There's a huge variety of documents for any one type, and it can be very challenging to do that accurately.
On K-1s even get worse, you know, because a lot of companies just print their K-1s on their own sort of formatting. And so, like you say, it just gets worse. But if I scan a document in and I want it organized by a vendor, and that organization comes back mislabeled, that hasn't helped me a heck of a lot.
That's right.
So that's really important that that's right.
That's right. So, you know, one of the areas that you get value out of software like this is that it will reduce the time you spend organizing and indexing or bookmarking documents. And to the extent that it either doesn't recognize documents or recognizes them incorrectly and requires you to correct that, which might take even longer than just doing it yourself from scratch, sure, that'll detract from that value. So to realize that benefit of automating that organizing and indexing function, accuracy is the key.
So right, like you just said, one big part is identifying the documents and doing it accurately.
Right.
But then, you know, we have this whole host of documents like, just handwritten notes that all of us as practitioners get. You know, this was my charitable contributions, and, you know, these are my union dues, or whatever it might be that we have to figure out. And then, so when you scan these documents and you send it off to a service to identify, that service has to have some idea how to handle those, as opposed to throwing them all just in a big pot. If they throw them all in a big pot, I mean, I understand that, but how difficult is it once it's in that big pot to put it in the right place? Maybe it goes under miscellaneous itemized deductions, or maybe
right.
It goes under real estate taxes. I mean, you know
sure.
What I mean?
Yeah, so that's a good point, which is that, you know, even an OCR system that recognizes a high percentage of the documents accurately, let's say 75%, 25% of them may be of this type, like you just mentioned, you know, printouts from QuickBooks or things that what we would say are just non-standard formats, things that are not identifiable. The system isn't programmed to identify them. And so these typically will need to be organized and indexed manually. And here is really where a second part of the equation comes in, or, you know, another part of the equation comes in terms of when you're evaluating a system like this. How easy or hard is it to organize and index these remaining documents that are not organized by the system? And there's really two approaches that I've seen out there in the market. One is that the organized documents are delivered to you in a PDF file, and the documents that couldn't be organized are at the bottom of that file, in a bookmark that's, let's say, called unfiled or something like that. And so you have this, let's just to use a rough number, 25% of these documents at the bottom of this PDF file, and you need to just go and use Adobe features, Acrobat features, to organize those documents among the 75% that were recognized.
You know, what you just said, though, is most practitioners, you know, we know how to use our tax software, but we really never had any real Adobe training. And so, you know, I'm going to go back to this group I was speaking to this week. And, you know, I asked how many people had any Adobe training or if they knew how to combine or extract documents from a PDF, and the majority of them did not. So that's a little bit foreign to most of them.
Sure, and that's, you know, one thing is a lot of people don't, you know, are not, let's say, Power Acrobat users. But on top of that, Acrobat wasn't really built for the purpose of dynamically organizing and indexing tax files. So what you end up with, for example, is if you have this document at the bottom of that PDF file that you want to be in the interest section, you have to, first of all, manually move its bookmark up into the interest section, which is one manual move. And a second thing is you have to manually move the page so that it's among the other interest documents corresponding to the position of the bookmark. That by itself is a time-consuming process. Then what happens if you want to leave tick marks or if you want to cross-reference pages to one another or utilize multiple monitors for a single PDF file to spread out and see three different pages from the engagement at once on three different monitors? All of these are functions that you can't presently do in Acrobat. So that's why we took a different approach. We actually created our own image editor where one option of SurePrep is we deliver an organized PDF and bookmark PDF, or you can open up those images in what we call SurePrep Express, which is our own image editor. And there you have a bookmark tree with the recognized documents organized. But anything that wasn't recognized is in a thumbnail bar, and you can just drag and drop them into the tree. And in one move, you're both organizing and indexing all at one shot. And then you can cross-reference documents together and tick mark them and put open items and clear those open items and respond to them. So all the things that people typically would do on paper, you can now do on screen with this application specially built for tax preparers for that purpose.
So, Dave, when you talk about a tree, I'm assuming you're talking about maybe there's a folder over there for W-2s and maybe there's one for interest statements and maybe there's one for Schedule E. Is that what you mean?
That's exactly what I mean.
The tree that we're used to seeing as it relates to our tax returns, probably a lot like our tax software tree, right?
Absolutely. And you know what? That would really lead me in to a third area of evaluation, which is additional value-added things that a system like this could do, and I'll just give you an example. In SurePrep Express, we actually read all the pro forma data from the tax file and put all those nodes, not just the node for W-2, but the specific W-2s in the tree, and as well as anything else that was in the prior year return, so that when you get documents, if they weren't automatically bookmarked, if they were there last year, you don't need to create a bookmark. They're already there. You just need to drag and drop them across, and they go in. And then that goes a step further to where if there's something that's not a document that's not associated to that spot in the tree that was created from the pro forma tax file, you get an automated missing items report that says, hey, these items, you know, these K-1s or this K-1 or this brokerage statement was there last year. We haven't received it this year. So there's other value-added items you can get from this this type of functionality.
So when we're looking to, when our listeners are looking to evaluate, and I'm just going to take a small firm as an example. So you got a firm of, you know, four or five people, and you got a couple of maybe partners in this firm, and so maybe they're preparing a tax return from beginning to end. You know, they're not using the typical large firm mentality where we have a preparer and that goes to review and then comes back with review notes and all those sort of pieces and parts. So if I'm a small firm and I'm listening, what I'm hearing is, you know, we get this, our pile of stuff in, that gets scanned up, and I'm assuming that most of the services, and tell me if I'm wrong here, can identify like the fronts, blank pages, and backs of documents, and they get rid of those pieces and parts. Is that a fair assumption?
Right, absolutely.
Okay, and so you end up with really at least the things you think are the valuable documents, right?
Yes.
Whether it's handwritten notes or W-2s and so on. So we get that back in some form, whether it's a PDF or some other type of a document. And we can then drag and drop those into the folders that represent, especially I'm talking more specifically about SurePrep at the moment. Since you have a tree structure, you could drag and drop the things that were not put in an identifiable folder like W-2. So if I have a handwritten note that really relates to my Schedule E, I can drag it and drop it there, and I'm done.
Exactly.
So if I don't want to cross-reference and I don't want to, tick mark and all this kind of stuff because that's not the way I run my practice, do I have to do that?
No. These are just features that are there to, once again, we've tried to take the things people do on paper and put them on screen, and so these would be some examples.
So I think it's kind of like you and I talked about when we did our Who's Who podcast
the other day that, you know, what you want to look at is a service that you can scale up from maybe its most basic form, which is just scan and organize and put it in a folder tree, to the ability to, as a firm grows and has staff where you need to have review levels and tick marks, you can kind of meet the service anywhere that your firm is at the time. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess one thing we shouldn't leave out when we talk about the benefits of scanning is not just the automation that you can get from, you know, automatically organizing things and then working with them on screen, but, of course, the ability to access them from anywhere.
Yeah.
And so that's a huge benefit. And, in fact, in our 1040 scan software, you could mark any engagement as what we call to be enabled for access anywhere. So if you want to go home and launch the software and open up the exact same binder, we call it SurePrep Express binder, you'll open it up and you'll see all the stuff you did earlier that day, and you do some work and you close it and you go back to the office and open it up, and you know, all the work is there. So it gives you, you know, that nice access and portability of work.
So if I'm comparing for a moment the difference between, you know, and probably two of the biggest services out there are SurePrep and Copanion, so I'm going to compare those two for a moment. So if I'm looking at a SurePrep, I'm getting a file structure, as you and I talk about, sort of a file tree that mirrors our tax return.
Right.
I'm getting a PDF. I'm getting a document back down that I can drag and drop the pieces and parts that didn't go to the folders that I wanted to very simply, because there's a tool, right?
Correct.
And if I want to have tick marks and review notes, I have that capability. And if I want to be able to populate a tax return, and it integrates with SurePrep, which several of them do,
right.
Then I can do that. I could take it really soup to nuts from the whole paperless tax workflow component if I want to. Is that am I accurate?
Absolutely. And you could, and it does handle, you know, workflow aspects too, such as, you know, if you did, for maybe a larger firm, want to get into the concept of pushing the return through statuses like preparation and review and assigning those statuses to people and having those people access it from, you know, any location, it'll even take you there.
There's a little bit of a workflow component then to it as well.
That's correct.
Okay. Now, if I look at Copanion's product, from what I can tell, that I scan a document in and I get a PDF, and I can upload that to their portal, and their process is to go through and sort, organize, and identify those documents.
Mm-hmm.
So you get the W-2s, you get the 1099s, you get the K-1s, and it comes back in an organized PDF.
Right, exactly.
And at that point, I have this PDF, and any handwritten notes sort of fall down into this handwritten notes section. So anything that's not identifiable ends up down in this either poor quality section or handwritten notes section.
Right.
At which
you
point,
use, you know, Acrobat features to organize those.
Right. So at that point, I've got what they don't have is a tree structure to drag and drop that matches my tax return. So that's a differentiator.
Right.
I get a PDF back that I can open up in Adobe, and to the extent I know how to use Adobe, I can organize that.
Right.
And then put it in my document management system, as I can with SurePrep. So if I'm going to use file cabinet solution for a second from Thomson Reuters, I can put either one of those PDFs in my document management solution.
Absolutely.
So what a practitioner has to look at is they have to look and say, okay, do I want this file structure, you know, that SurePrep has, and do I want the ease of dragging and dropping a document and a few extra tools? Or do I just want a PDF that's organized and labeled?
Yeah,
and I
want to
do
really
all that other
question
work
comes
in Adobe.
Down to,
sorry about that.
When you get back this, you know, mostly or partially organized set of documents, because there are those handwritten and other ones that go to the bottom, when I get it back, am I going to finish organizing them so that they're all organized? And am I going to actually do the tax prep work on the screen, or am I going to put together a paper binder? So if you want to finish organizing the documents and do the prep work on screen, you're going to want to look for a solution that makes the post-OCR process of doing that as efficient as possible.
Now, there's a few other products out there in this space right now that you have CCH Scan, and I've seen CCH Scan, and that's not really a hosted or a web-based solution.
Correct.
That's more of an on-premise solution that you have that software installed on your server, and you run the process yourself and get back an organized PDF. And in their case, they have a product, I think, called PD Flyer that allows you to sort of tick mark those documents if you want.
Right.
And then you have Thomson has their solution in, built into File Cabinet that sends it up and brings it back down. And I would make it, I would put it in the category that's very similar to Copanions, and really what it's doing is it's organizing and identifying the data. But in their case, if you use UltraTax, you can begin to populate that over. But that always makes the assumption that, you know, the documents are identified correctly to start with. Otherwise, it could cause you some problems there.
That's
so
true.
If you're a listener, you got to really step back and say what I want to accomplish here. You know, how am I going to use this product and which one provides me the most flexibility and the most tools as you start thinking about making the decision. Did I miss anything on that, Dave?
I think you covered it well there, Darren.
Well, you know, as you know, I do a lot of tax returns each year, and so that's how we run our firm. That's how I go about thinking about what should I be using. And you're clearly the expert in this area. SurePrep's a great product. There's a lot of good products out there, but a practitioner has to step back and say, how do I want to work, and what's the most efficient way for me to work, and what tools are the most efficient to train my staff on, and that ought to help drive the solution.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All the solutions, you know, have their differences, and each difference probably has some advantage over the other. So, yes, a practitioner would need to say, you know, what are the differences between each of these solutions, and where, how will those differences impact the, you know, my ultimate desired workflow and process, and pick the one that best suits that.
What I've seen, Dave, is that the majority of these products are not priced significantly different. They're all in a roughly the same ballpark,
depending on
the features
that's what
you want. So it really gets down to efficiency. At that point. If you know the money is not made in saving dollars on the solution you buy, the money is made by picking the product that's the most efficient and effective for your practice.
Right. And you know, I believe that when you look at this category, you cannot look at it just in the vacuum of organizing and indexing documents. You have to look at it as part of a more overall paperless tax workflow. So you have to say, yes, you know, using OCR to organize and index documents automatically will be part of that, but let me map out what my entire paperless tax workflow will be and then see, you know, which products can fill the various needs that process has, not just the organizing and indexing part of it.
Well, great point. Well, Dave, this has been a great discussion today. I think it'll be very helpful for our listeners as they move into this scan, organize, and potentially populate area for their tax processes. So, again, thanks so much for your time today, Dave. I really appreciate it and really appreciate your expertise.
Well, thanks so much, Darren.
Well, with that, that's going to conclude our episode 2 of Tax Prep Partner to Go. And again, I want to thank ADP, our corporate sponsor, for sponsoring today's podcast. So, Dave, I will talk to you soon.
See you soon, Darren.
The CPA Technology Advisors Intersection Live podcast series is brought to you by ADP Small Business Services, supporting the accountant community. For more information about the CPA Technology Advisors' other podcast programs, webcasts, and our e-newsletter, visit cpatechnologyadvisor.com. To ask questions or leave comments about our podcasts, call 800-456-0864, extension 2106, or tune in to future episodes where you're able to ask questions live via talkshoe.com.